Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The left doesn't get it. They don't understand why people are starting to look at Donald Trump. They're reflecting back and going, wow, he was actually really good. See, the Democrats, they stacked the deck against Donald Trump. Donald Trump ushered in 3 years of unbelievable economic growth. Unbelievable. I'm talking stock market through the roof, your 401k. You were feasting on the Trump economy. And the Democrats, the leftists said, you know what? Let's kill it. Let's kill it with a pandemic, a scamdemic. And then let's use that scamdemic to rig an election and cheat this man out of office. I want you to understand the level of evil you have to look at the 3 years of growth that Donald Trump had post-Obama, where he inherited probably one of the worst economies ever. An economy built on nothing but loans. Barack Obama doubled our debt and acts like he did us a favor. So here's Donald Trump comes in, no quantitative easing, no printing of money. He just said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to bring manufacturing back. We're going to build consumer confidence, yada, yada, yada. 5 times consumer confidence over 100 under Donald Trump. And the only reason why I went down, that scamdemic. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Lots to talk about today. Hunter Biden suing Fox News. Can you believe that nonsense? When is this? A couple days old? The nerve of this clown, this crook that sold out this country. A crackhead who's made millions of dollars on the backs of tax-paying citizens. Hard-paying. Yeah. Anyway, and he dares to sue Fox News over his notebook, his laptop, the data that he put out there. Who else is he going to sue? And this guy's got charges against him. Anyway, I want to play this clip. This is CNN Acosta's. And assembly, I think her name is Maria Cordova, and they don't understand. They're looking at the polling, and they want to give themselves a reason to be optimistic. Well, you know, but Acosta remains like, something fishy here. It's hard to believe. This is Jim Acosta, who can't believe what he's like, I don't get it. And what's funny to me is how detached do you have to be to wonder why you don't get all the economic indicators shows that Joe Biden just performed a heck of a lot better than Donald Trump. Yeah, if the economic indicators are, Joe Biden says, I created 7.9 million jobs, 7 million of which were jobs that were lost during COVID, but I created them. I mean, really? If you want to tell yourself that and then you wonder why people go, I don't feel it. People got their jobs back, but you know what? They didn't have their jobs for a year and a half. Then they had to play catch up in an economy that was eating up every bit of money that they were earning. And Joe Biden wonders why don't y'all love me? Why are y'all flipping me off when I come to visit in battleground states? They want you to believe that in battleground states, when Joe Biden comes in, the people are lined up for Donald Trump. There's signs that say, F Biden, Biden sucks, the whole deal. Kids are flipping him off. People are turning their back on him. But Joe Biden, boy, he's really making headway in these states. Don't believe the hype. Remember the midterms when they were talking about the red wave and we cheated them out of that? We will cheat them out of this too. Be honest, conservatives. The only thing you're worried about is being cheated out of the election. You know we can win a fair election. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I heard that China is buying up gold. Gold is $2,300 an ounce. It dropped the other day at $40 or whatever, but it's hovering well above where I've ever seen it. And I'm going to tell you, you should be looking into it. China is now buying more gold than India. We represent Genesis Gold Group. I suggest you check them out. They're my gold guys now. Go to KJ Gold now. You'll learn how to physically own gold and other precious metals, how you can grow your retirement, the three-step process to invest in precious metal, tax and penalty free, and a host of other things. KJGoldNow.com. And you'll get all the information you need. Look, if it's not for you, don't do it. But if it is, I'm doing it. I made a decision long ago. I wanted to hold it in my hands. And I don't have an IRA to roll over, but if you do, consider it. One of my friends, she rolled her IRA. She doesn't use KJ Gold now or Genesis, but she rolled hers over and we talked about it. Good for her. You know, and again, I'm not telling you got to make your own financial decisions, but certainly precious metals should be in your portfolio. Anyway, I want to go back to this. So do we have time to play that clip?
New CNN poll showing Trump with this lead over Biden. I mean, a lot of Democrats looked at this and spit out their coffee on Sunday morning. The CBS Battleground poll over the week did show a tight race in multiple swing states. So the numbers are all over the place. Right. It's April, and people say it's April, it's early. But May,
yeah,
it's almost May.
Yeah.
May is not that early.
There's still 6 months left. I did not spit out my coffee. I had a very nice, calming cup of coffee yesterday, even after seeing this poll. Because, look, the trend with all of the other national polls is that the race is tightening. A lot of the other national polls, including the one that you mentioned, CBS, has Joe Biden either tied or ahead 2 or 3 points. The CBS poll had Joe Biden ahead in Michigan, tied in all of the other battleground states. What the Biden campaign is doing is the smart thing to do, which is they are rolling up their sleeves. They're doing the work. They are having Joe Biden go to all the battleground states. He is whipping up a storm in terms of the travel that he is doing, going around telling all of the Americans about the accomplishments, what he has done, what he's going to do, while Donald Trump is stuck in a court.
But the other thing that's in that...
Welcome back. While Donald Trump is stuck in a courthouse. But Acosta's, he's not buying it. He's like, I don't know. Their polls are moving around, this, that, and the other. But see, they know this. Inherently, the left senses that we're on to them. They're like, I don't think people are buying it. I don't think people are buying Joe Biden's economic message of prosperity, because you know what they've learned? It is nothing but smoke and mirrors. The consumer confidence deteriorated in April, falling to its lowest level in more than 1.5 years, amid worries about the labor market and income. The conference board said its consumer confidence index fell to 97 this month, the lowest level since July of 2022, from a downward revised 103.1 in March. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verb Spray Vitamins. Verb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit verbsprayvitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If they get a hold, there will be no government left. There will be no rights left. You'll live under theocracy. You'll end up Christian nationalism. But that's all right, you little 26-year-old. You don't feel like the election's important and they did not address the issues that I care about.
Democrats sure seem to be sounding a lot of alarm bells for somebody who, you know, says, oh, the polls, don't believe the polls. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We're going to play that full CNN clip with Acosta and Maria Cordova. And this is so easy to pick apart. It's like picking Charles Barkley in a pickup game with 12-year-olds. Anyway, yeah, this is amazing stuff because the Democrats know to be panicked. They know to be panicked. They know that all the signs out there show that there's been a massive shift of Democrats from Joe Biden. They know that RFK is going to crush them, but they tell, Donald Trump better be worried about RFK. Before we get to that, let me tell you what Trump said about RFK. Here's what he wrote. He doesn't care, and this is what I've been saying for a long time. He doesn't care if RFK Jr. runs or not. Look at what Donald Trump did to a field of qualified people, leaving carcasses strewn all over the beltway. Trump sent governors, senators, former prosecutors, former attorneys generals, business people, all takers scurrying back to their little hometowns, tails firmly tucked between their legs. But the left wants to make you believe that Donald Trump fears a third-party candidate. And you know who fears a third-party candidate? Joe Biden. That's the only person who should fear a third-party candidate is Joe Biden. Here's what Trump put on Truth Social. He says, of RFK, he says he has no hope as a Democrat because they were able to use their typically fascist tactics of repression and throw him out of the party like a dog, because he was taking primary voters away from the worst president in the history of our country, crooked Joe Biden. So now Junior's a so-called independent, but he's not. He's a radical left lunatic, but trying to have it all ways. See, this is what I said about Bill Maher. Who cares what he thinks? Even when he finally gets it right, why do we care? It's like, you know, you got some guy who walks around New York mumbling all day, and then suddenly he says something like, you know, Donald Trump is a great president. And we're like, oh, look at him. That crazy guy just said Donald Trump is a great president. Look at that. The crazy guy said it. Even the crazy guy knows. And I know it makes you feel good. It validates you in some way that even through the stupidity of Bill Maher and others like him, they finally get it right. I don't need him to validate me. Democrats love their idiots. That's why they love the Colberts and the Jimmy Kimmels and the Bill Maher's and the Trevor Noah's and the others who get shows who have no talent, as the competent among us get overlooked. You look, there's hardly a person out there listening to this program, and I'm going to say this, and I don't mean any ego. Put me up against Trevor Noah. Give me a team of writers. You wouldn't even know that kid's name. But he made millions of dollars. Came over here from South Africa. He was lived with his mom in squalor. Comes to the United States. And what does he do? Talk smack about us. He becomes an elite. I'm just using him as an example. Democrats want no smart people around them. If you don't believe me, look at the education system. Look at the professors who are standing arm in arm to protect the terrorist group as they openly discriminate against Jews. They showcase their anti-Semitism, their racism, their sexism, their religiousism, whatever you want to call it, and all in the name of terror. Unbelievable. Go to a job, work hard. They don't want that. Call out the administration for cutting corners or putting workers' safety at risk, and you won't be around long enough to have lunch. The unions will eat you alive. Do the right thing, and you get punished. That's what leftism is about. It's unbelievable to watch. Well, I'm going to pay attention to it. I'm going to call it out wherever it is. We'll play that clip in the next segment. Every time we plan it out during the break, but we don't get it done. It's my fault. So Carville is mad at Generation Z. The Democrats are mad. I played the first part of the clip from CNN. Let's play the second part. I think we can get some of that discussion in.
The other thing that's in that poll, and we're out of time, but the other thing that's in that poll is it shows that a lot of Americans view Donald Trump's presidency as
a success. And Biden's as a failure.
Which is extraordinary given the fact that a million people died from COVID.
Yeah.
I mean,
but look, if the poll, based on this poll, if the election were held today, Donald Trump would go from the courthouse to the White House. No questions asked. Yeah.
But guess what, Alice? It's not today.
But you look at this.
But what's remarkable, his presidency ended with an insurrection at the Capitol.
Yeah.
How is it that Democrats have not been able to get that message across to voters and that they can't break through this short-term memory?
Let's just stop there for a second. I love this, don't you? They view Trump's presidency as a success. We talked about this the other day, right? They view Trump's presidency as a success. The number is flipped. 55% of the people view Trump's presidency as a success. It was 44%. It's flipped 11 points. Why? Because now they got something to measure against, right? Not just baby black Jesus's fake statistics. They got Joe Biden, who's out there touting his jobs growth and all the other numbers. You should, if you Google Trump's presidency, let me tell you what they'll do. They lump, take out the last year of where the Democrats took the Chinese government, introduced a virus into America to crater the economy and to do a coup on Trump. Take that out and watch what this economy was doing. There was no faster growing economy, nothing. They had to crowbar this economy, literally short it out to thwart Trump, and then he rebuilt it again. You should fact check it. But to look at the numbers, it's like, oh, Trump had a terrible, ooh, it's horrible. People are like, I remember $2 gas. I remember paying my mortgage and my rent on time and having the money. I remember getting raises and the money actually doing good in my account. But look at what what's-his-face said, Ocasio. Well, 1 million people died of COVID. Fraud. Okay? Then the presidency ended with an insurrection at the Capitol. Fraud. These people hold on to this stuff and go, oh, well, these people, everybody still remembers all this stuff. And this one lady's there. She's like, if the election were held today, Trump would go from the courthouse to the White House. Yeah, yeah, but, yeah, because they don't want to believe it. I want you to understand, it's not just brainwashing. These are people that know their careers depend on what comes out of their mouth next. They do not want to be the next casualty, the next roadkill that says the wrong thing. Don't think they buy into this. Of course they don't. They know they're lying to themselves.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Home prices are hitting record levels despite high mortgage rates. According to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, prices jumped more than 6% on a year-over-year basis in February. That's the third straight month of gains for the 20-city composite index. Prices in San Diego saw the biggest gain, up more than 11% from 1 year ago. Chicago and Detroit round out the top three cities with annual increases of almost 9%. Police in Ryacere late Tuesday night entered the campus of Columbia University seeking to retake a building occupied by anti-Israel protesters. Roughly 100 NYPD officers moved into the Morningside Heights campus late Tuesday night after university officials sent a letter asking the police for help. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
New CNN poll showing Trump with his lead over Biden. I mean, a lot of Democrats looked at this and spit out their coffee on Sunday morning.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was Jim Acosta of CNN. And he's a canary in the coal mine. First of all, let me say this. They didn't spit out their coffee. They panicked because they have a reason to panic. There is no scandemic to get Joe Biden out of this. Even though they got all the rules set up for the mail-in ballots and stuff like that, they've been exposed. Have you been looking at Georgia where they've been showing these numbers and saying, this is impossible, this never should have happened? Do we have a clip? I think we have a clip of one of the guys saying, I've never seen anything like this. Oh, we don't have the clip. Well, there's a guy, he's testifying, and he's saying, he's giving all the statistics, he's showing the data, and he goes, there's been nothing like this. It was a cheat. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let's hear the rest of that clip in its entirety. We won't stop it, even though we played some of it in the previous segments. We'll play the whole rest of this. It's about less than 2 minutes.
The CBS Battleground poll over the week did show a tight race in multiple swing states. So the numbers are all over the place. It's April, and people say, it's April, it's early. But May,
yeah.
It's almost May.
Yeah.
May is not that early.
There's still 6 months left. I did not spit out my coffee. I had a very nice, calming cup of coffee yesterday, even after seeing this poll. Because, look, the trend with all of the other national polls is that the race is tightening. A lot of the other national polls, including the one that you mentioned, CBS, has Joe Biden either tied or ahead 2 or 3 points. The CBS poll had Joe Biden ahead in Michigan, tied in all of the other battleground states. What the Biden campaign is doing is the smart thing to do, which is they are rolling up their sleeves. They're doing the work. They are having Joe Biden go to all the battleground states. He is whipping up a storm in terms of the travel that he is doing, going around telling all of the Americans about the accomplishments, what he has done, what he's going to do, while Donald Trump is stuck in a court.
But the other thing that's in that poll, we're out of time. But the other thing that's in that poll is it shows that a lot of Americans view Donald Trump's presidency as
a success. And Biden's as a failure.
Which is extraordinary given the fact that 1 million people died from COVID.
Yeah.
I mean,
But look, if the poll, based on this poll, if the election were held today, Donald Trump would go from the courthouse to the White House. No questions asked.
But guess what, Alice?
You look at this,
it's not today.
But you look at this.
But what's remarkable, his presidency ended with an insurrection at the Capitol.
Yeah.
How is it that that Democrats have not been able to get that message across to voters and that they can't break through this short-term memory.
I will look at the other polls that actually show Democrats have been able to break through. And let's remember, Jim, in 2022, everyone thought that a huge red wave was going to happen. Everyone was showing these exact same kinds of polls where the economy was the number one issue, when in fact a lot of Americans put democracy and rights
up front.
In addition to the economy.
I think the other crosstabs to look at in this poll are the fact that Biden is underwater and has strong disapproval ratings and how he's handled the economy. And the situation with Gaza and Israel is going to really damage him.
It's a challenge right now. It's not a threat.
Democrats don't want to hear bad news. They don't. These are three Democrats. Acosta is trying to be the moderator, saying, now look, these are the polls now. They're all over the map. Yeah, we got a little wiggle room here. The numbers are all over the place. And the lady goes, I didn't spit out my coffee. You people don't know what you're talking about. The trend with the national poll showed that the race is tightening. Biden's tied or ahead 2 to 3 points in various states. And he's rolling up his sleeves. He's doing the work. He's in these battleground states getting booed and getting flipped off. But, hey, he's in these battleground states. And you know what? Here's how we measure. He's traveling. Joe Biden's not hiding in the bunker. He's traveling. He's making all kinds of stupid mistakes. He's talking about his uncle getting eaten by cannibals. But no, he's making headway. The polls certainly show that people think Joe Biden has completely got it all together. He's youthful and vigorous.
Yeah.
And he's telling America about his accomplishments, all those jobs he created. You know, after COVID came back and went away and we defeated Trump in the coup, we got the scam going. Well, he made those jobs come back and we're counting those. And by the way, his created inflation, it's coming down, not as fast as we'd like, but it is coming down. And he's loved by all. I mean, he's everybody's cousin, uncle rather. I don't know why I said cousin. And the lady goes, Alice goes, with the election were held today, Donald Trump would go from the jailhouse to the White House. Well, it's not being held today. So then Acosta goes, well, why can't the message get through to the public? I mean, we've got this insurrection. We had 1 million people die during COVID. Hey, Jim, I hate to break it to you, but people are onto it. They're onto the scam. It's a scamdemic is what it was. They're onto that. They're onto the so-called insurrection. The left can't stand it when people are against them. Where's that clip of Pelosi? She's being interviewed by Katie Turr, a woman who can't stand Donald Trump. Listen to Pelosi's visceral reaction when Katie Turr pushes back.
And Joe Biden is doing that, created 9 million jobs in his term in office. Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine. And he has the worst.
I don't think that anybody can accuse me of that.
You caught it, right? Boy, he has the worst. Joe Biden created 9 million jobs. Everybody knows that's a lie. It's a blatant lie. He didn't create those jobs. The jobs that Joe Biden created were the jobs that were already there. They came back. And they're so determined to make you believe that Joe Biden was the answer that they're willing to propagate a blatant lie. And you wonder why they elected a guy in the White House who lies about everything? I never talked to my son about his overseas business. My family's not taking a penny. I never went to lunch or dinner or met with any of my son's business partners. Every one of those things is a lie. I've never done business with my son. Lie. Never done business with his brother, his son, all of them. Liar. Uncle eaten by cannibals. He was shot down. I mean, what a... just a litany of lies. But look at the reaction. Pelosi can't even take pushback to say, but wait a minute. That was during COVID. Well, you can just be an apologist and do. And then Katie Turr goes, that's the fuck. Katie Turr is going, I want you to think about this. This is a leftist that comes on TV practically every day hammering Trump. And Pelosi can't even handle one single pushback Why do you think these people stay? Why do you think that they won't fight back? I'm surprised Katie Turry even said it. That's a career-limiting move for her. Don't be surprised if that lady gets penalized. She gets put in the penalty box because you're not supposed to say that. Pelosi called her out. If you want to be an apologist, and Katie Turry said, it's amazing that you would even try to call me that. You want to know why you can't get out of that cult? That's why. She lost it. Donald Trump has been made. I want you to understand what they did to this man. 3 years, stock market soaring. 3 years, jobs coming back. 3 years, holding inflation down to practically nothing. 3 years of companies giving out bonuses and so on. This dude was a rock star. And you know what the left did? They said, we don't care about the American people. We don't care about what's good for this country or whatever. We're going to get rid of this guy. After the third year of Donald Trump, you would think that everybody would have been on board and saying, you know what? This dude's knocking it out of the park. They didn't do it. And they didn't do it for one reason. If they let Donald Trump get more powerful, he would have been unstoppable. And quite frankly, let me tell you what would have happened. Here's what I honestly believe. If they had left Trump alone, he would have said, hey, government recognizes my talent. He would have stopped. He wouldn't have upset the apple cart. He would have left the DOJ as it is. He would have just kept doing what he's doing. And they couldn't even handle that. But now what they've done is they've created a monster that represents the people. This is Godzilla fighting for the people. So now that Trump has been persecuted, he has seen exactly what these people are willing to do. He is now the worst possible thing you could create because he knows it isn't about how good I do. I legitimately have to drain the swamp. I have to clean house. Now they've created a real Frankenstein's monster for themselves. And they don't know what to do. So now Biden's closing the gap.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to play this Pelosi clip again because this is the Democrats' major problem. I want to see if you can catch it. Yes, I talked about it in the previous segment, but I didn't touch on it this way. That's why you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Here's Pelosi again. See if you catch it.
And Joe Biden is doing that, created 9 million jobs in his term in office. Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine. And
I don't
he has
think
the worst.
That anybody can accuse
and
of that.
Did you catch it? The hyperbole. The worst record of any president, Donald Trump. How could you possibly want to support this man when he was providing you with $2.50 gasoline? When he was providing you a cost of living that was outstripping inflation? When he was providing you low rents? When he was providing you bonuses? A stock market that had your 401k soaring through the roof like Superman? How could you not want Joe Biden when you had that? It's the same hyperbole that you should have when they're talking, well, Donald Trump caused an insurrection. Donald Trump is a threat to the democracy. Well, then you know what? Give me more threats. Because Donald Trump had my 401k humming, 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 humming. He had me at hello. Well, almost. Think about it. She wants you to believe he's got the worst record as a president for job creation. She knows it's smoke and mirrors. She knows it's a lie. What they did was they killed Trump's economy in the last year so they could give it all to Joey Demento. And you know what Joey Demento did? He made it to where you can't get half the crap you need. Right now, one of my cars is sitting at the place where they fix them. Not the mechanic, because it's not them, but the body shop, because we can't get a seatbelt. Your price of your food, everything, nothing is not, your life is being touched in every possible way by Joe Biden. And you know what he wants to do next? He wants to raise your taxes. He wants to let the tax triumph of Donald Trump expire, and it's going to cost every family in America thousands of dollars on top of his inflation. And you know what else he wants to do? He wants to give your hard-earned tax dollars to other countries. He doesn't care what you want. So what Lahaina burned down in Hawaii? So what there are homeless veterans and homeless people and businesses that are failing because of his policies? So what you can't pay your bills, buy groceries, or send your child to some camp you want this summer? That's not his problem. That's Donald Trump. Surely you've seen the data. Pelosi lost it, and she lost it wanting you to believe that the guy that now 55% of the people say, that guy was pretty good. Many people changing their minds across the strata. What do I mean by that? I'm talking about the person who's barely getting by on welfare all the way up to multi-billionaires, like this guy out of Silicon Valley that said, you know what? You may not like the messenger, but his message was pretty doggone good. Jamie Dimon warning people, you better stop messing with these MAGA folks. Let me tell you what one of my friends said. His name is Mark. He listens to the program. We used to work together. Mark said this. Mark said, I'm a pretty quiet guy, conservative. I don't bother anybody, but push me too far and watch what happens. And I'm going to tell you right now, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, I know you. Push you too far, and you will go to battle. You will go to blows. You will be ready to say, okay, you got me. You wanted this fight, now you got it. And the difference between you and those pansies on the left, you're ready to throw down. You're ready to throw blows, metaphorical or otherwise. There comes a point where the left can push us to where we go, that's it. And we've done it politically. They pushed us to that point politically. They want to push us over the edge. They want us to go grab our guns. They want us to do what they would do. Violent people. Let me tell you, you don't have to believe me. Did you see this guy? That he got arrested. He keyed somebody's car only because they had an FJB sticker on it.
See on Sunday night.
Oh, is it Winn-Dixie to pick up some coffee and key lime pie?
Okay. Do you remember what you did when you walked out of Winn-Dixie? To the green Toyota Tundra. It was not raining.
Okay, I don't recall. Yeah, I thought it was raining, but...
Okay, the green Toyota Tundra pickup truck that you walked up to, you don't remember what you did?
I walked by a truck, yeah.
Okay. What did you do to it?
I scratched it.
Why?
Was
it the bumper sticker? Because when you, they've got a ton of security footage there,
yeah,
man.
Okay, so.
So I see you walking behind it, and you look over at it, and she's got a sticker that says, "Let's go, Brandon," or something.
Yeah. Like I said, it infuriated me.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Was that it? That's the only reason you did it? You don't know who owns the truck or anything?
Yeah, that's the only reason I did it.
Okay. So you went on the path. I could see you go on the passenger side, and you left a big scrape on that side, and then I saw you do a circle in the parking lot and come back to it and then go to the...
That's the only side I did.
Okay. She's already got a few dents and stuff on it, but she somehow knew that those were new scratches. And I could see, like, something black in your left hand.
Yeah, I won't.
Was it a key?
I did it.
Was it a key?
No, it's my key fob. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have that with you? It's in the truck?
Yeah.
Do you have your ID with you as well? Do you know what key you use?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. I'm guessing you know it's expensive to repaint a truck.
You're going to have to repaint the truck. Stupid, idiotic, and I'm going to get stuck in the truck.
I'm guessing you knew why I called you?
Well, at first I didn't recall. I couldn't even, there was no date. 3/24, yes, there was.
Yeah, it was Sunday night.
Yeah. Sunday, yes. I went there to get coffee.
By a street.
Okay. And it's stupid to do, but this whole... No chance.
So, Mr. Brothers, here's the unfortunate news. She wants to press charges, so I have to take you to jail, sir. So, just turn around. Put your hands behind your back. I'll take it off.
Well, there you have it, folks. Guy goes out to get coffee, and for no reason whatsoever, but a Let's Go Brandon, I thought it was an FJB sticker, but it was a Let's Go Brandon sticker, triggers this guy to go scratch a pickup with his fob, then to circle back around and get out and do something else. They say, well, we don't know what, I mean, I don't know all the details. You heard it at the same time I heard it, but he, decided he was going to circle back. It wasn't enough that he did it, and it wasn't even enough that he didn't like it. How many bumper stickers have you seen and went, oh gosh, rolled your eyes and walked along? I talked about this the other day. Leftists will tell you, you have no control. You're insurrectionist. You'll do damage for no reason. You're violent. And that's who they are. They are exactly what they... I'm going to tell you, I know a lot of conservatives. I don't know one who would key a car over a bumper sticker. I don't know one. Now, I could be naive, but I don't think I am. I'm not going to get triggered because your opinion differs. If you say you got a Ukraine bumper sticker, you support Ukraine, fine. You want to give your... here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to say to the United States, if you support Ukraine, then you can allocate your tax dollars to it. But if you don't, I don't want my, I don't want mine going. I want to be able to opt out. Wouldn't that be nice? To be able to say, nope, I want out. I don't want, let the left, whoever wants to pay for that, pay for it. And for the record, if you're a conservative and you think Ukraine is an important issue, I have a couple of them that I know. They're conservatives, but Kevin, it's very important we stop Putin. And I'm like, Putin is, that's like telling me I want to stop the next taxi driver from getting to the front of the line at the airport. Putin is not that important to me. I don't believe Russia's that big of a threat. I've studied them. I've looked at their GDP. I've looked at their domination, if you will, of the world. They could never have dominated the world. Even when we were in the supposed arms race with them, they couldn't compete with us. And they can't. Let Russia enter the world the way normal countries enter the world. They should be able to fight for their existence and their livelihood like anybody else. But we got to make somebody a boogeyman, and Putin's it. Let's make Putin a boogeyman. Putin's not a boogeyman to me. I've learned that's for naive people. You're not going to trick me into that. Biden's government can't sell these lies anymore.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm one.